Staten Island neighbors clean graffiti off historic church's stone wall. By Amy Furr on July 27, 2020. Community members gathered Sunday to remove graffiti from the stone wall outside a historic church in Staten Island, New York. The vandalism near the Church of St. Andrew in Richmond Town was first observed by residents who passed by on Snake Hill Road, according to Salive.com. However, the New York Police Department, NYPD, cordoned off part of the road to allow borough residents and the clean team of City Council Minority Leader Stephen Mateo, Armit Island, to remove the spray paint. St. Andrew's is not only a beautiful landmark church, but an important part of the history of this borough and integral part of the fabric of our religious community, Mateo said in a statement. If we allow vandals to desecrate St. Andrew's, then no building would be safe, he continued. News of the vandalism came as other churches across the nation recently experienced similar incidents, according to Breitbart News. Construction of St. Andrew's first building began in 1708, while its first services were held at the French church about a mile south of its present location, the church's website read. The site continued. During the Revolutionary War, the parish played a prominent role in support of the Loyalist cause. The British troops under the command of Lord Howe camped on the church's property, and the church itself served as a hospital. Two skirmishes were fought in the churchyard when Patriot militias from New Jersey raided Richmond Town and in one instance fired upon the British troops housed within the church, destroying all of the windows. In a tweet Sunday, Mateo praised everyone who helped clean up the stone wall. For over 300 years, the Church of St. Andrew has proclaimed the gospel by word and sacrament, the church's website noted. We look forward to continuing in our mission to preach the good news and to minister to the needs of Richmond Town and the greater Staten Island community, the site concluded.